In Nepal, rescuers have now stopped searching through smoldering debris for survivors of a plane crash, as it's too dark to continue. The passenger airline was carrying 72 people, and it crashed this morning just short of where it was supposed to land in central Nepal. Foreigners as well as children were among those on board. We go now to NPR's Lauren Freyer, who covers South Asia from our bureau in Mumbai. Welcome, Lauren.
Hi, Aisha.
So where was this plane headed, and what are investigators saying, at least initially, about why it crashed?
So this was a domestic flight by a local carrier called Yeti Airlines. It was a twin-engine turboprop plane, and it took off this morning from Nepal's capital, Kathmandu, on a short flight, what was supposed to be a short flight, headed for Pokhara. It's Nepal's second largest city, and it's a big tourist hub in central Nepal. It's known as the gateway to the Annapurna Circuit, which is a popular hiking trail. This flight crashed just short of where it was supposed to land there. And video recorded by a resident, someone who looks like they were watering their plants on a roof terrace or balcony, shows the flight's final moments. The plane sort of careens sideways against this deep blue sky and then goes behind buildings. And then you hear this crash. Nepali TV has been broadcasting from the crash site. It looks like this sort of big smoldering crater. Part of the fuselage of the plane is kind of dangling on the cliffside there. Dozens of bodies have been recovered. 72 people are believed to have been on board. So this looks like Nepal's deadliest airline disaster in more than 30 years.
Do we know who the victims were?
So out of the 72 people on board, four of them were crew members, and we have seen a copy of the passenger manifest now that includes 15 foreigners. The largest nationality was Indians, 5 Indian citizens. There are also Russians, South Koreans, an Irish citizen, Australian, French. The manifest also shows 3 children and 3 infants listed as passengers. Now, the process of IDing those bodies could take some time because the wreckage is partly in this gorge, and it's been difficult for rescuers to reach it.
You mentioned blue skies visible in that video of the crash. Nepal is in the Himalayas. It's home to Mount Everest, where we know weather can change quickly. Do officials believe that was a factor here?
They're really looking at everything. I mean, you can see the blue sky in that video, but wind, for example, is not something that you can see. They're also looking at possible mechanical problems. The aircraft was 15 years old. You know, mountains and variable weather can make it difficult to fly planes in Nepal. But the country also doesn't have a great aviation safety record. Around 300 people have died in plane crashes in Nepal over the past 2 decades or so. And Pokhara, officials had actually just inaugurated a new airport there earlier this month. It was built by the Chinese. They did a ribbon cutting, and they've been in the process of shifting flights over to that new facility. This plane didn't make it. The new airport is now transformed into a crisis center, and Nepal's new prime minister, who's been in that job barely 3 weeks, is overseeing rescue operations from there. And he has declared tomorrow, Monday, a day of national mourning.
That's NPR's Lauren Freyer in Mumbai. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Aisha.